What's good, listeners? Welcome to the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show, Bunker Edition. Good morning, Marissa. How's it going, fam?
Oh, it is going fabulous. Sun is shining. It's a beautiful Friday. Super Bowl weekend's going
to
be
fabulous. I was just about to say, we are so blessed, you know, when it's supposed to be winter season. It literally feels like we're about to have a summer ball when it comes to the Super Bowl weekend. I think
I'm literally wearing my G-strings and a t-shirt, and that's it.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of news right at the top of this hour. But hey, you know, listen, you know, Marissa Pitts, she's feeling good and wild. And a little bit freaky.
But Valentine's is coming up.
You know, you got to add a little bit of kink to it. You know, it's a little swag that goes a long ways. But hey, listen, we always like to do this at the top of the show because on this day in 1999, Final Fantasy VIII was released. It was a game about a group of young mercenaries who find themselves at the center of a plot to destroy time itself. Does anybody have any flashbacks of that? Let us know. Also, on this day in 1990, South African black activist Nelson Mandela was freed after 27 years in captivity. And also, guys, we got a great show for everybody that's tuning in live on the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show because our guest on Just Talking is actress Christina Catalina from I'm Not in Love, an anti-rom-com that nails sex and dating. Also, don't forget to check out our brand new music podcast, Off the Fret, more music talk, featuring Queens, New York rock band, The Phoenix Within. It's our third installment. Check it out. It's already got 1,000 views. We love you, fam, for sharing it around. But let's get this show started. It's time to rock and roll. What's good, listeners? Our guest on Just Talking is actress Christina Catalina, starring in I'm Not in Love, live on the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show. How's it going, fam?
Hey, hi.
Great, sorry.
No, you're doing good. That's what's up. We love having you here. But before we begin, let's show the CCS family what's good. Marissa, let's go ahead and play the teaser now.
That's really good, that Mars.
Trying to fatten you up so you can't leave me.
I can tell you're not married.
Well, I'm living with someone. She's like the most honest and good person I've ever met.
You know, I was 29 and I blinked and somehow I'm gonna be 38.
Well, you know what they say, 38 is the new 29.
Not for my ovaries.
Well, I was expecting someone amazing, but don't fall into the amazing trap. If you haven't met the right person by now, you're not gone.
You haven't changed at all.
Thanks.
I want to get married and have kids. You could just take me out for a drink.
No, that's not a good idea.
Stop being such an idiot.
You're such an idiot.
You should be a man.
What's the point of men anyway? Love is very simple. The secret to staying together is staying together. That's all there is to it.
Fair to say, after watching I'm Not in Love, this is every woman in their 30s worst nightmare. So, Christina, how would you describe this film?
It's an anti-rom-com rom-com because it doesn't just show all the sweet spots. It also shows how it can be tricky to find the right person. It's not always as we anticipate it to be.
Absolutely. And Christina, one of my favorite lines from I'm Not in Love actually comes from your character, Marta, within the first 10 minutes of the film when the girlfriend is asking you, like, why are you cooking when he's the nutritionist? And your character responds, the way to rule a man is through his stomach, which I thought was really, really funny. So why do you think our generation is hesitant to get married?
You mean our generation as in people, I'm in my 40s, or do you mean sort of 20s?
Well, I guess that is a fair point.
Well, I think also too, like, so your character plays 38. Yeah. So if you're talking about somebody in their 30s, that hesitancy, right, of getting married.
I think there's a bit of FOMO amidst that generation of what else is out there. What are you missing out on? You know, with social media and dating apps, there is just so much choice. You know, it probably feels like the grass is always greener on the other side. And then also you're at an age where people might want to settle down. Like my character wants to start a family. She has a line about her ovaries only being, you know.
Yes.
Yes. And that's a real thing. I tell people like that biological clock is a real thing. I got married at 37 because my biological clock was like.
Yeah, and Christina, I joke around all the time that I'm going to be a bachelor till I'm 40. And it's like, is this a good mindset to have? I mean, to be competing with divorced men on dating apps after 40?
Well, I think it is. It's obviously more difficult because of that. But at the same time, I think there is a bit of a window, right? Because unfortunately, for those people for whom the first relationship, the, you know, springtime love hasn't worked out, 30s, late 30s, 40s is probably a good chance where people maybe know what they want more and they're ready for a relationship. But, and that's the case for my character, but it's obviously not the case for Al's character.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very true.
Because,
you know, they do say that it's your third marriage that's the keeper.
They
do say that.
Interesting. But you know, Christina,
I'm my husband, he's my first.
Well, hopefully the first sticks, but if not, you know, it's got two more to go.
Right. I think the first one is the better option. Correct, right. But at this point, I'll probably catch the coronavirus before I catch feelings again, to be honest, Christina. Because, like, do you believe the pandemic has changed dating forever? Because I feel like the hottest pickup line in 2022 is I'm vaccinated. Are you? I mean, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, we've all, look, I know couples for whom COVID has really worked out, who probably wouldn't have moved so quickly, but because they had to isolate together, they discovered they really got on. And I know equally couples for whom it really showed that it wouldn't work. In a way, it was like a Petri dish, yes. Like a test Petri dish. Is this relationship going to work or not? I know somebody told me if they start a new relationship, they go very quickly on holiday with that person because on holiday, people show their true selves.
Oh, and I guess it's so true. Right?
I think that's such a great point. I mean, because I was joking, you know, a little earlier, you know, like when I think about, you know, like Valentine's Day, which is like right around the corner. I mean, listeners, if you're sad about, you know, being alone on Valentine's Day, just remember that, you know, nobody loved your ass any other day of the year. Okay. Just a heads up. So, but now mind you, Christina,
Chris tells himself every morning.
Exactly. So mind you now, Christina, I'm not a big fan of Valentine's Day, but one day I'll have to be Prince Charming for my future babe, which, you know, begs the question, what's a no-brainer that all men need to do for Valentine's Day?
Don't buy a Hoover. Just don't buy a Hoover. Don't go to the garage the night before. think of something imaginative, creative. If anything, just cook her a lovely meal at home.
Yes. Not Kraft mac and cheese or a pizza pocket, Chris. Chris gotcha. Is notorious for pizza right. pocket dishes, okay?
I mean, I know
actual
that,
dish.
Yeah, like I know Al's character is the nutritionist, and I know that you obviously showcase that, you know, that we don't necessarily need those kind of individuals in our life. You can make it happen on your own. But I'm kind of starting to feel like I got a low sperm count because I felt like this wasn't a trick question for men. I feel like it's going to be the sex when it comes to Valentine's Day. But men, if you want more in life, you need to have a really great meal all prepared for yourself. That's the note from Christina. But let's get right on into this because your co-star Al Weaver's character, Rob, is often looking for Miss Right and is oblivious with what's right in front of him. His girlfriend who stays faithful and cooks for a nutritionist for crying out loud, okay? I'm not going to get over that because like Marissa already jumped on it, I know how to put a minute 30 on my Hot Pocket, but if you ask me to do anything else, Christina, I'm not the man for you. So it's so good that you have a husband, a loving guy in your life. But with that being said, when is it acceptable to meet with an ex-lover?
Never.
That's exactly what I said. That's like the exact same words I said in our pre-show when we were talking. Never.
I must say, my husband won't mind me saying, but we had his ex-girlfriend come and stay with us. We were already dating for a long time, and we literally sat on the sofa together, them two on either side, me in the middle, sort of eating pasta, watching TV. And I just thought, this must never happen again. It was very friendly. But still.
No, I think that's actually such a good point.
Maybe, evolved. Maybe Christina, when you're a very evolved woman.
Yes, I think you nailed that question out of the park. And you know, and you already jumped on it like right in the beginning of this interview. There was a moment with your character where she says 38 is the new 29, except my ovaries. Is this an uneven playing field for women in their 30s to go dating?
Biology is biology, so you can't help it. I mean, women are having kids later and later in life. I certainly did, and it can be difficult. There can be more risk not to get all serious, but you know, it's a real thing you have to be mindful of. Also, I think Marta is, you know, at a stage in her life where she's a professional woman, she wants to start a family, she's sure about what she's got on the table, she has no doubts. And I think for her it's frustrating to see how Rob has all these doubts, yet they've been together quite a substantial time. Like, why are they together then if he's still not thinking it's right? Like, why are they a year on? Or, you know, maybe it shouldn't have worked from the beginning. So
yeah, absolutely. Like, you don't want to have a low sperm count mentality. Like, you don't want to enter a relationship decisively or indecisively, correct?
Well, if you're going to do that, you want to end it sooner, not sort of spring them along. Well,
and I think not moving in with somebody, like if you're unsure, like moving in with somebody, that almost tells the other partner that you're going to give more of yourself in your life. Right. Versus just being like, you know what, let's keep dating. I'm kind of not sure I want to go for marriage, kids, all that, like putting the cards on the table.
Yeah, it's so true, because like dating right now is hard, and you know, the swipe right, regret later is easy. And with endless options of lovers just a click or scroll away, it's as if the choice overload is making us less satisfied with our decisions about who to date. And what are your thoughts on this?
Look, I'm too old to have had experiences on dating apps, I must tell you.
But I'm sure you have, you know, your cousins, your nephews. I'm sure you got people in your life who are experiencing this now.
I do.
From
I
an
do,
outsider I think. Perspective, what do you see?
Yeah, I mean, I do notice that sort of people have much more choice, yet they seem to find it more difficult to find the one, maybe because there is so much choice. But I feel bad for Al's character. So I feel I'm not representing his point of view because he's not here. I do feel like I can understand his point of view as well. I think he does love her, but he's surrounded by all these friends, and in particular one of them who keeps telling him the grass is greener, there is so much more choice, and that feels true. So I think he's insecure about what he wants and about himself, and I don't blame him, you know, he does have doubts and he doesn't know how to explore them. Maybe he's not.
Well, the and I like what the film brought up was like the mommy issues of Al's character. And there was that part in the date where he had texts about that woman, and they meet up in the pub. I don't want to give anything away, right? But it's not his girlfriend. Let's put it that way. And she calls him out and calls him like, hey, you got mommy issues and you're an asshole. Right. And I feel like that, you know, from the beginning of the movie, Cole, the director and the writer and producer, had set that up. Here's the dad bouncing on the family because of the mom. And then seeing that playing out throughout the movie of Al's character just being like so unsure about that commitment.
Yeah, I think that's such a great point, Marissa, because like most of us, I'm sure even yourself, Christina, when you were in the dating cycle, I understand now that you're married, but let's just imagine that when you were in the dating cycle, you know, like most of us, like I hate hurting people's feelings and I never know the right way to break up with someone while minimizing the pain. So like, what's the best way to break up in the age of online dating? Like, because it feels like you were a natural inhabitant, you were able to meet people, you know, face to face. It just seems like that's such a void that none of us are. We're all kind of scared to get back into again, at least for myself speaking out loud. So what's your thoughts on this, Christina?
I love that you're casting me in a sort of a relationship guru role. You know, I have absolutely zero experience or credit.
Well, so. I need help. I
but
need
you
help,
are
Christina.
Married. So you are got married. That,
that
one
is
down.
One big. That's a one big plus.
He's the only one who asked. What was the question?
Well, it's like, what's the best way to break up in the age of online dating? I mean, how would you do it if you were still dating today?
Look, I'm Romanian, German of origin. We are very direct people, at least I am. And so I think being honest and whilst not being an asshole is a good way to go. In if you feel like you need to do that by text or a phone call or a face-to-face, all of those options work, right? But I think, do I sense that you're a bit of a ghoster, Chris?
You know what, that you were getting exactly to where I was going to get at, because should I tell someone I barely know that I don't want to get to know anything else about them, or do I ghost them completely after one date? I mean, is that the best option?
Ghost. It's all about ghosting. I'm a ghoster. If I don't text you back, no, I don't like you.
Hear me out, Christina. Like, is ghosting only qualifies as ghosting when someone is expecting further communication, right?
Yes. I think ghosting is appropriate if someone's weird. I think that is completely appropriate. Yeah. If someone's weirding you out, the vibes are totally, I mean, you're not gonna, you know. Otherwise, you can, you know, a sweet little text. Don't use "it's not you, it's me," but in that sort of frame.
But I think that's a good point, because, you know, words have always changed meanings, and the internet has only accelerated this process, and you've already kind of jumped on it. Like, don't be a total jerk when you go to approach this. So how would you recommend to these young millennials today, like myself, like, how would you end that relationship?
No, emojis. I mean, that's just
yes. It's like we're back in the hieroglyphic with, you know what I mean, with the Egyptians or the Mayans. Like, they all had their little emojis. Like, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Your sad face.
That is so funny.
The flag.
The shrug.
Nation specific. There's a lot you can say with emojis. Yeah. I really recommend them.
I just like the shrug.
That is too, but like, don't you feel like from a woman's perspective, and Marissa, please chime in on this, because it's like, don't you think ghosting is a better option than a written confirmation that you don't intend on seeing them again?
Marissa?
Oh, I can answer. Yeah, I was like, I got opinions for days, Christina. Let me tell you. First off, the only time a woman ghosts a man is because the man is not listening to the woman when she says, "I just want to be friends. I don't think this is working." We all actually say it. Then the guy gets weird, and then we ghost them. That's how a man gets ghosted. A man, on the other hand, is just a prick, and he'll just stop texting with no anything.
So it sounds like there's healthy ghosting, and then there's bad ghosting.
An emoji of just like this. Have a good day.
Right, just have a good day.
And you're good.
Is that a fair philosophy, do you think, Christina?
Yeah, I'm not so like divided into like what I think men are like or women are like, because I definitely know my fair share of either side. I've been on the side where I've not been the nice person who's like, no, had to be like, "I'm really sorry, it's not working for me." I did break up with a guy via phone once, and he was really gutted. He was like, "I thought we really had something." And I was like, "No, I think you did something really weird in bed. I'm not going to say what." If you didn't pick up that I wasn't it, no. I mean, you know. So you just have to find a way to be creative.
I bet he was a loud snorer, and that was what totally ended it.
No, I think it was kinkier than that. No, I'm going, I think it was way kinkier. Was it kinkier, Christina?
I don't say.
It was
she
kinky.
Will not say.
It was kinky, baby.
Thank you again, Christina Catalina, for joining the Chris College Show Millennial Talk Show. I'm Not in Love is available to rent on Prime Video, Apple TV, and Vudu. So thank you again for joining the Chris College Show Millennial Talk Show.
It's been great fun. Thank you both.
Dolly
for president.
Country queen forever.
You got my vote, Dolly. Dolly, you got my vote. Please.
But hey, you know, we want to give a huge shout out again. You know, people might not realize this with Christina Catalina, but she was joining us from Budapest when we did that live interview. So freaking cool. Such an honor to be even able to interview her. And, you know, I absolutely loved her film, I'm Not in Love. So please check that out when you get the chance. It's on Prime Video, Apple TV, and Vudu today. And
who's next week's guest, Chris?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this because, you know, like, you know, we all need to be inspired to get our Ham Hawkins moving. And these guys are TikTok fitness guru sensations. They are the Vision Twins, and we're looking forward to having them on next week. And also check out our brand new Off the Fret music podcast featuring Queens, New York rock band, The Phoenix Within. And if you like what you're listening to, go to thechriscollinshow.com and become a member today and get that free CCS t-shirt. For now, have a great weekend, fam, and be safe on Super Bowl weekend. Peace. The Chris Collins Show presents Music Storm 2021, hosted by Chris Collins and Marissa Pitts, featuring Tiana Kutcher, Some Daggers Wear Red, Desmond Walker,
I wanna see the world with you.
Doulos, Saturn Till June,
Music loud, driving fast.
YT Will,
it feels good to be the bad guy. Walk these shoes, you'll see why. Look at things from both sides, ain't nothing like the
EC Main.
One thug, Lord, show a little mercy on one thug.
The Phoenix with Ben.
There's more weight in my words than you give me.
Chloe Wilder. Jonas and I.
It's been bright enough tonight. The Aurora Dance.
Came.
The south, run that in my mouth.
An Animal Son.
So tell me how you see reasons to carry on.
Music Storm 2021, available on YouTube Live. Peace. Our brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
I love it. It's more time to chat.
Hello.
You would look so jazzy.
I love your outfit.
How far would you go to start playing live music again?
This slaps harder than my ex when she got her stimulus check. So, are you here to bring the sexual healing with your music? Oh, everything is everything, and I guarantee you're going to hear this song in the future. I love the flow, man. Politically charged album. So, if you get easily offended, this might not be the album for you. Brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
So excited.
Has Kim Kardashian accidentally sent you a coochie shot?
Do you want to stay there? It's completely your choice. Or you want to...
I feel you. And you know what I love? Off the Fret. More music talk. Peace. What's good? I'm Chris from the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show. The Phoenix Within, a rock project hailing from Queens, New York, released their long-awaited full-length album, Overdue, joins Off the Fret. More music talk.